Coming up on this episode of the MD and Chef Team Show.
Because the key is that you're here to do amazing work and to be your best and to shine brightly in this world. You're not supposed to be hiding behind the wall and being quiet with your negative thoughts, listening to the negative microphone speakers, okay? We're here to do good things because you're alive, not just for your life, but to help other people.
Welcome to the show from the MD and Chef Team. I'm Dr. Isabel, medical doctor here at the MD and Chef Team. And who are you?
And I'm Chef Michael, culinary nutrition expert. I'm the chef part of the team.
And what are we going to talk about, babe? Now, I can say that because he's my husband.
Yes. Well, then we'll be talking about marriage, relationships, parenting, intimacy.
Ooh.
We'll talk about mindsets of success, overcoming depression, anxiety. I'll be getting into functional nutrition, recipes and tips from the kitchen. And we're going to both get into how to live a long, healthy, vibrant life.
Yes, I love it. Our mission is to help you prevent and reverse disease and give you hope in the process. Oh yeah.
We like to have fun too.
So let's get on with the show.
Hello and welcome to the MD and Chef Team Show. Culinary nutrition expert Chef Michael here along with my beautiful wife, Isabel, your doctor on a mission. How are you today, my dear?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Excellent.
Glad to be doing this with you. It's so amazing. Yeah. I just love getting together and talking about things with you.
Yeah, I feel like, we're here with our friends just having a
chat.
Little bit of a chat. You know, we're sitting here having a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or a glass of water and just say, hey, let's just have a chat today. Good heart to heart sometimes.
And a couple of good fat bombs that you've made with coconut oil and ghee and coconut chips, vanilla and a whole bunch of stuff that you make, which you'll talk about at another time.
Oh my goodies.
But right now I'm having a cup of coffee and a fat bomb.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, I'm just generically drinking my water.
Well, that's good.
I know.
Because we're 70% water.
I needed to catch up on it today. So today, I want to talk about a tool that you created. I love this tool, and it's called your microphone tool. What that's all about is, if you're here on video, this makes sense for you podcast listeners out there. We have a microphone in front of us. I'm now touching it, holding it. But understand the fact that we all have a microphone in our lives, and it's a matter of who we are handing that microphone to in our life. Do we have control of it, or is that microphone just being given out to anybody and allowing them to speak into it, into us through that microphone that we're actually listening to? I guess we could say there's headphones plugged into that microphone, and when that microphone goes out, of ours that we're handing it out there and people are speaking into it, who are we giving it to and what are we listening to? Because people will speak into our microphone. That's just the bottom line. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Now, today, Dr. Isabel is going to run with this tool because she's created it. She's had a lot of experiences in her life with the tool and handing out the microphone and who's going to listen to it and who not. But before she launches into that, I have to share, I think it's a fun story. At the time, it wasn't necessarily fun, but I think it's really great because we, here on at the MD and Chef Team Show, we talk about brain health, and it's really got to do with brain health and taking control of our thoughts. So yesterday, where we're at, we were expecting a large delivery at our house. It was the type of delivery that we needed to be home for. And so the night before, we were contacted, said, yep, your delivery drivers will be there between 9:30 and 12 noon to drop that off. And we thought, okay, great, because now normally we go for a walk every day. We want to get outside. Who cares what the weather is? We're going to get out, and we're going to get out for a walk because that's just part of what we do. And it's like, okay, well, we'll do that later on. So 9:30 to 12 noon, it's supposed to get here. So we're at home. We're working at home. And then just before we're getting to be about 11:30, and then we find out, we look up the delivery and on which you can do now tracking it. And they changed the time now till 11:45 to 2:45 p.m. Okay, well, that's been pushed way back. All right, let's get into our exercise. Let's do our exercise. We'll do that. We'll wait for that. Well, we get to 2:30 and Isabel calls the delivery folks and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we're running behind. It'll be around 3 to 3:30. Okay, so about 3:35 p.m., this early morning delivery actually finally shows up. And by the time it gets in and the guys leave, it was 4 p.m. And did that throw the day off? Yes. Was it some kind of a catastrophe? No. But did it throw the timing of the day off? Absolutely. But what we were faced with all day long through this was the choice of, well, what's our attitude today? Am I just going to be walking around, kicking and spitting and crumbling and, rah, and grumbling and, and just ruining my day? Or am I going to say, okay, well, it is what it is. Am I happy about it? No, I'm not happy about it, but I'm not going to let it stop me from getting the work done I need to get done today. And when the guys show up, I'm not going to beat up on them because I don't know what's going on in their day. As it turned out, these guys were just overwhelmed and overloaded with work, the delivery guys. But I'm not going to beat up on them. I'm not going to beat up on, you know, my verbal with Isabel because she's going to be talking about who's got the microphone. Otherwise, she would have turned my microphone off.
Well, I did. I had to.
Yeah.
I had to because it was affecting me.
Yeah.
Because your microphone wasn't very good.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, I had to like go, that's his problem. He'll get over it. Okay. So I'll teach you about that too.
Well, this is good because no, I thought my microphone was all right.
No, your microphone sucked.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. I had to go, that's his issue. I'm not it's not going to bleed into me. I was like, well, hey, okay, whatever. Then. We got work to do.
Well, that's an epiphany of today. Well, I thought I did good, but well, obviously I didn't do as good as I could have. I might have done okay, maybe, but not good enough. And I guess we're going to hear about that now. I've really stuck my foot in my mouth in this podcast. It's being honest.
It's being honest and transparent.
Yeah, authentic
even
about it.
Even your closest person that's with you. I mean, I love you dearly, but we're human.
I'm really interested now in this podcast.
Well, the thing is, hon, is that you just went down, you know, a road that wasn't helping my heart and my brain health. So I just was like, okay, I'm turning off, I'm muting and I'm allowing you space, and you did, you course corrected and got back on track.
Well, I'm glad I did that part.
Yeah, you did. Especially when you met the guys face to face and saw how beautiful they were and you know, what their day was like. You got more of the story.
Yeah.
But for me, I was like, hey, that's fine. I've got stuff to do. We'll just get it done. I won't have a walk. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Okay. Well,
but honey, you got to understand something. Because I do work in urgent care, nothing is an emergency. Like, that was an emergency. To me, I was like, oh, no big deal. Like, my levels of emergency have lower to the point where that's like a zero.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
this is cool for listeners and watchers. You get the real stuff right off the cuff that I didn't know was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm okay.
So shall I take it from here?
Yes. You take it from here. I've totally led into this podcast about who's got your microphone. Wasn't the way I thought it was going to go.
But that's okay.
But hey, this is really good.
That's one of the training points. That's one of the teaching points we've got here.
I will sit back and get the coaching.
So about the microphone tool, I created this because I was just thinking back. People were asking me, when did you decide to become a doctor? And my mom said that I had decided to become a doctor when I was 5 years old. And she got me this game called the Operation game. Do you know? Do you remember that I love Operation. I still see it around. I'm going to get it again. Yeah. You can actually buy it for me for Christmas one day, just because it's such a, it positively impacts my limbic system with my amygdala, which is the emotion, makes me happy because I used to be able to get the funny bone out without going bzzz.
Oh, that's the hard one. Yeah, the funny bone.
Yeah. So mommy got me that because she believed in me. At 5 years of age, mommy believed in me. However, as life goes on, in my early 20s, I was on my way to becoming a doctor, but there were family members that were smirking at me because, to put it simply, I was the black sheep in my teenage years in my family. I was pretty wild and rebellious, and nobody believed that I could
amount to much, except mommy. And even during that time, she still believed in me. And so the family members would smirk at me when I'd say, yeah, I'm going to go and go into pre-med and start my journey on that. And they'd smirk at me. And that smirk actually started to lead me to have self-doubt. And so I delayed it and delayed it and would drop out of pre-med and drop out of pre-med. I think I dropped out of pre-med 4 times because I didn't have the microphone tool in my hand. I really didn't understand this concept. And back in those days, I listened to anybody and whatever anybody said. And that's not good. That's not a healthy thing to do. How would you like to feel a sense of clarity, focus, and mental sharpness that enables you to tackle any challenge with ease? Can you envision experiencing a better memory and recall, allowing you to easily remember important details, names, and events? What could you accomplish if your mental energy is always high, allowing you to stay alert and productive throughout the day without feeling mentally fatigued or foggy? How great would it feel when you experience better quality sleep, allowing your brain to rest and recharge, leading to increased productivity and creativity? Imagine feeling a sense of calmness and control, allowing you to manage stress and anxiety with ease, giving you the confidence to handle any situation. Be honest with yourself. When was the last time you experienced an overall sense of well-being and satisfaction? You see, your brain health positively impacts all areas of your life, from work to relationships and personal growth. Just visualize how amazing it would feel to have optimal brain health and unlock your full potential. If you want to learn more, and I know you do, then check out the link in the show notes for the Optimizing Your Brain Health community. And we look forward to seeing you there. And now, back to the rest of the show. So what I'd like to encourage you with today is realize that you do have a microphone in your hand. And you, like Michael said, have control of who you're going to give your microphone to. You can give your microphone to whoever you want, you know, but if they're going to speak negative into you, guess what? That microphone goes straight into your brain and straight into your heart, and that can affect you negatively. However, if you are giving your microphone to people that speak life into you, that are encouraging you, that are saying, of course you can do this, you got this, then that's going to go into your brain and into your heart. And that will start coming out of your mouth. And what comes out of your mouth, you hear because you're with you 24/7. And it goes round and round and round. And it got to the point where I realized I've got a microphone in my hand. And so do you. And you decide who you're going to give your microphone to. And I have decided to give my microphone only to people that breathe life into me, that inspire me, that encourage me, that say, go for it. Now, I do have family members, Michael included, that I have to take the microphone away from, or I have to mute the microphone like I just did. I love my husband, but he's still a human being, and human beings will experience human emotions for the rest of our lives. And Michael was just having a human emotion. It was negative in my eyes, in my ears, so I just muted him. But we still kept on working, but he didn't know that I wasn't listening. But I was listening for my own sake, and I was letting him have a play in his play box, yeah. In his sandbox.
I was kicking.
With his tool, with his sandbox.
Kicking the sand in the sandbox.
Babe, when I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Now, fast forward. That was in my 20s. First, I just want you to know that, well, you know how to give the microphone to the right person all the time? Oh, no. It will take time. Baby steps. Give yourself baby steps. So now baby step myself forward to when I was 54. When I was 54, starting Doctor on a Mission, because I just wanted to help people to learn how to be more durable and resistant to disease, because a lot of this stuff that we're seeing out there is so preventable and reversible. I had a terrible experience in life, and I went into a deep, dark hole and experienced a severe bout of anxiety and depression. And I was sharing that with mommy, and I was saying how I was going to start talking, you know, way forward after I'd gotten out of that deep, dark hole and learned all of these things. I said, mommy, you know, my mess is going to be my message, because of the things that I've learned, even as a medical doctor in this space. And mommy said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. It'll ruin your career. Now, I had to turn off the microphone. I had to mute mommy. I love mommy, but you know what? She loves me so much. She just didn't want me to hurt. But deep down inside, God had given me a message like, you have to share this and help other people. Because what you've gone through, a lot of other people have gone through and are going through.
Currently, yeah.
Yeah, and you can help them. And that's my message is also, even people that love you, sometimes you have to turn off the microphone or mute it because they're having their own time. And mommy was like protecting me. She thought she was protecting me, but I was just, mommy, I'm sorry. So now I still haven't told mommy what I'm doing. Mommy still doesn't know what happened in 2014, but she doesn't need to. It doesn't matter. I know in myself what I'm supposed to be doing. And so does Michael, and we're walking together.
And just to clarify, I mean, she knows what we're doing as far as Doctor and a Mission, but she doesn't know the exact details of how
what happened.
Open, honest, and transparent we are with our life.
Yeah.
Because her family, Isabel's family, is very private. They don't talk about anything. Everything is held within. You don't put anything out there. And we've learned, hey, if we're going to make a difference and share with people and help people, then we need to be open, honest, and transparent about our lives and what's happened and what we've learned through it so we can help others. And so that's a different thought process. So you had to turn, and I did too, to turn off the microphone of those say, oh, don't tell anybody anything. It's like, well, then that's not really being honest with people. We're not, you know. You know, we're not Photoshopped here. It's us.
This is so step number one, realize that you got the microphone and you get to decide who you're going to give it to. Step two, give your microphone to those that bring out the best in you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like we've got this beautiful business coach, Julianne Kirkland in America.
Shout out, Julianne.
Shout out, Julianne Kirkland, amazing business coach. And I love talking to her because she lifts us up. I'm like, turn up the volume on this microphone to Julianne.
Turn it up.
I'm like highlighting my notes and stuff. I even take pictures of our meetings together and put it in the notes for a text. I text myself so that I can go back into
it.
Because it's so good. So know that you want it. You can give the microphone and turn up the volume.
Turn it up to the right people.
Because the key is that you're here to do amazing work and to be your best and to shine brightly in this world. You're not supposed to be hiding behind the wall and being quiet with your negative thoughts, listening to the negative microphone speakers, okay? We're here to do good things because you're alive, not just for your life, but to help other people. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And then number three is if you accidentally give your microphone to someone who's not lifting you up, family, friends, coworkers, guess what? You can take it back. You can go, or you can just mute it without, and you don't have to do this physically. You can do it, you know, in your mind going, mute. And then you can unmute at any other time, at any time, like I did with Michael. Like when you got out of your sandbox of pity, I realized it after you had met the guys, you know, and we were like, wow, you should see the kind of day they've had. They've driven from here through snow and ice. When I saw that change in your countenance, I was like, yeah, he's out of his sandbox. I'll turn the music.
More like a cat poopy box I was in.
So that's my microphone tool. And remember, you got the power. You got the power and you got the microphone in your hand. Who are you going to give it to? Give to the person wisely, okay?
And be careful if you're podcasting, giving the microphone to your wife on the podcast. That was a joke.
Was it? Well, hey, we'll talk about this later. And don't you dare mute me while I'm talking to you.
When were you talking? You said something? That's the husband and wife talk. Oh, you said something?
Wah, wah.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. We love having fun sharing a message that hopefully makes a difference in your life and others you share this with. Just remember that you do have a microphone that's going out into the world. You're handing it out. You're giving it around, and make sure that those who are speaking into your microphone of life, that's going into your heart, your mind, your soul, that you can either mute it if it's not serving its purpose for you, or you can turn up the volume if it's empowering, really building you up and giving you the opportunity to grow as an individual.
Well said.
Thank you. Did I get my microphone turned back on again?
Oh, yeah. I heard you. I turned that back up loud and clear.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We love being with you.
Thank you. Mwah. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Bless you.
Hello, Chef Michael here. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you subscribed to the podcast and left us a review.